Good morning. It's 11:14 a.m. on Sunday, February the 21st, 2021. It's, according to the thermometer outside my back door, the ambient temperature is the same today as it was yesterday. But there's just a hint of a breeze. Every once in a while it goes past. And man, that breeze just cuts. It's not bad. It's not terrible. In fact, I'm kind of bundled up in my sweatshirt and my parka, and it's a little bit warm inside the parka and quite a lot cold wherever it isn't. So be that as it may. What am I going to talk about today? I don't know. I got a bunch of stuff running around and running around in my head. Some of it I can't, a lot of it I can't talk about because it's civil business. I got my words done. Had them done pretty early. I'm pushing back my hood, so if there's some strange noises in the microphone, that's why. I had them done pretty early. And then screwed around. Spent too much time on Twitter this morning. Too much time on Facebook. Water's running side in the gutter here. It's very spring-like, with a bright sun that's hot on my skin and the cool wind and the little trickle of water gleaming in the sunlight here. It's beautiful. It's probably not as beautiful as it would be if I was standing on the side of a creek in a woods. And not walking on concrete sidewalks with cars going by. But within the context of where I am, it's quite nice. And I'm trying really, really hard to be a lot more present. It's not the word I'm looking for. I don't know what the word is. I think what it is stoic. I'm trying to there's a certain Zen quality to it. There's a certain meditative quality to it. It's like, okay, well, I'm not someplace else. So wishing I was there or imagining that I was there. I were there, I suppose subjunctive is the correct verb. Wishing I were there, it doesn't really contribute. But one of the principles of Stoicism is to find the joy in whatever is happening. And so, yeah, this morning I'm feeling a lot of joy. Okay, maybe feeling a lot of joy is maybe a bit of an overstatement. I have a few pockets of joy that I can take advantage of. I'll go with that one. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean this to get all heavy. It's just my brain, honest to God. So yeah, the walk yesterday worked out really well. I thought my ankle was going to fall off last night, but I don't think it was because of the walk. I'm not exactly sure what the hell is going on with this foot. At some point, I'm going to be able to go back to the rheumatologist and visit him in person and say, Doc, what the hell? Here we are. Welcome. ground dispersion. So, I did not have a good night's sleep last night. I went to bed at a good time and stopped reading at a good time, so I got to bed early enough. But 4:45, I had one of those. I don't know if you do. I don't know if other people do, or if it's something completely and absolutely unique to me and my mental conditioning, which is, man. How egocentric do you have to be to think that's true? So, yeah, I woke up with one of those heart-pounding anxiety what kinds of feelings, and the accompanying adrenaline spike made it really, really clear that I was not going to go back to sleep. A lot of mornings I get up at 4:30, 4:45, and I'll go on the couch and sit on the couch and cover up with a nice warm blanket, and maybe one of the cats will come and sit on me, and I'll sleep for another hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Nope, not today. I did not do that. I didn't even try it today. It was like, okay, that's a hard nope. I'm getting up. That's it. Turned the coffee pot on, toasted my bagel, threw some salmon on it. I've talked about the salmon. Honey, what the hell is it? Honey smoked salmon. It's a local product here. I don't know how far they distribute it, but it's not North Atlantic. It's not Atlantic salmon. It's Pacific salmon. I suspect most of it is probably sockeye, but I'm not sure. But I get a little cello packet of it about once a week. Because it's a good source of protein and a nice variation on peanut butter toast, which is my go-to morning breakfast. The older I get, the harder it is for me to get into sweet for breakfast. I really, you know, it's like, give me savory. Give me bacon and eggs. Give me hash. Give me savory. Pastries are fine. I don't have anything against pastries, but If I'm going to have breakfast, I want more than sweet bread. So peanut butter toast works out pretty good because Adam's peanut butter is just peanuts. Well, I get the salted creamy, so it's peanuts and salt, but same difference. There's no sugar in it. I gypped the other day and I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, it's okay. It's like, you know, it's like a peanut butter cup without the chocolate, but I'm sure it's not that bad because I know that the peanut butter cup has a lot of extra sugar in it. And don't get me wrong, I like peanut butter cups. Probably my favorite candy. So I had, I've talked about my morning checklist, which is food, clothes, push-ups. I'm still doing 15 in the morning and the evening. Push-ups and then writing. And so I had For the Words open at like 5:30 this morning. I actually put a few words down before 6 o'clock. It was around 9:30 by the time I got my 2,000 words for the day. And I just barely got them. It was like 2,150 or something, 2,128 or something. But it's 2,000, and it's actually a little more than 2,000. My daily average for the year at the moment is hovering around 1,700 a day. So it's come a long way this month. The last few are going to be a little more difficult, but I figured out that I've made up 3 of the days in January. Well, 2, and I'm working on the third. I'll have the third one done by the end of the month, even if I just barely break 2,000. So I should have the third one done by the end of the month. So if I get 3, if I make up 3 days a month, I only need 10 months to make up the 30 days I lost in January. So yeah, I'm still on track. It's still possible. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to make up a lot of days when we get to, Jesus, is it next month we're going to do Novorama? Like, is it March or is it April? I don't know. I'll have to check with the Novorama team. But we'll be doing Novorama one of these weekends in the next 2 months. Pretty sure. Kind of funny. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So yeah, I mean, 25,000 words in 4 days would make up. that would make up a lot of days. I'd make up 4 actually, because it's 6,250 a day, and now it would make up. Well, 6,000 words would make up 3 days all by itself. So it would be 2 times 4 is 8. I don't think I need my calculator for that. I think that's right. So that weekend would make up 8 days right by itself. So I'm feeling good. The story is all over the place. The story is crazy. The story is like, this stuff is happening in the story. It's like, where the hell did that come from? That has nothing to do with the story I was going to tell. What the hell is this? And it's kind of fun, because it means that when I sit down and write, I have no idea what's going to happen. I thought I might have an idea what's going to happen. Clearly, I was misguided in that assumption. Which is kind of cool. Which is actually really cool, because that means I might actually get something done. But I'm over 100,000 words, which means this thing is already long enough, but I don't have a story yet. I don't know what the story is. I know what I wanted it to be, but what I wanted it to be isn't necessarily the best story it could be. Because here's the thing, and I have to thank my friend Lou Berger, who a little something over a year ago, We were doing that short story jam, flash fiction jam, and he said, write down the first idea that you come to, and then write down the next one, and then 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 cross out everything you've written and write one more, because probably that one will be better than anything that you've written already. And it's a good exercise, I have to say. It's like the 5 whys. That I saw in the Becoming Rembrandt? Becoming Michelangelo. Where you ask why 5 times. So this character wants this. Well, why? Well, because this happened to him in his past and he wants to make up for it. Why? Well, because if he doesn't make up for it, he's got this other thing that's going to happen. Why? And it just, you do that 5 times and then you come to think of, yeah, this is bullshit. No. Not really. It's actually a good exercise. I have a hard time with it because it's so precious. It's so self-consciously striving for the ideal whatever. Just tell a goddamn story. it's difficult because I remember, I find myself actually saying, speaking of pretentious and precious, you asshole, I remember those days where it's like, okay, how does this work? I really don't know how this works. And going to see, going to spend a week with Dean Wesley Smith in Oregon and making connections with that crowd and listening to the ways that they approach their stories and all the stuff that's happened since then. It's like, okay, that really... Hello? It really wasn't all that helpful. I mean, you know, I came away with a couple of ideas. The one thing that I came away with from Dean Wesley Smith was that it echoes something that I heard some time ago and was reminded. It was a Bradbury quote. It says, "Don't think." And I'm pretty sure Dean Wesley Smith stole that from Ray Bradbury. I don't remember him giving attribution for it, but don't think. The creative mind can't reason, can't logic. I mean, it can. There's a certain internal logic, but it's hard to drive that logic. It's hard to plan for intuitive leaps. It's hard to plan for that point where you write a sentence on the page and you go, "What the hell is that?" But you can't erase it. You have to figure out what it is, because you can't erase it. It was like the writing prompt for Wizard's Butler, which was Fantasia with Mickey Mouse, but Mickey isn't magic. The Wizard's Butler. And I'm like, no, that's something I'm going to have to write, I guess. Because I couldn't let it go. I've got another one of those cooking right at the moment, by the way. I just thought I would mention it. Because it actually feeds into something I was thinking about earlier when I was trying to think of what to write when I wrote Dark Knight Station instead. And that's it. What am I going to write next? Right now I've got two books I need to write. I need to write this first Ishmael book, or which may turn into the first two or three Ishmael books before I'm done with it. But I also have The Wizard's Cat that I need to get put onto a document somewhere, because The Wizard's Cat is going to be fun. I have some fun ideas about The Wizard's Cat. Unlike The Wizard's Butler, where I had to spend a couple, 3 or 4 days figuring out how to deal with it. What was the problem? How is it going to resolve itself? The Wizard's Cat is... I know what the problem is. And it's like... I could not have planned this. I couldn't have. It wouldn't have worked. I couldn't... It's like it had to... It had to percolate for a while. It had to sort of... ferment. I guess the right word. Ferment for a bit. But this other idea, the one that just came to me, it's like, is it yesterday, the day before? I don't know. Very recently. Somebody wanted to see a good old-fashioned space procedural.
Morning.
And I'm like, And he went on to say things like, well, you know, there's a lot of mystery stories, there's a lot of mysteries. There's a lot of police, or... But all the stories all have to do with the technology. They don't have to do with the good old-fashioned locked room. I don't remember what he used. Had two or three of the old gathering evidence, finding clues, interviewing witnesses. The stuff that made the old BBC show Star Cop so good. And I've been, that idea came to me during one of the fallow periods, and I pushed it aside. The more I think of it, the more I think I've got a detective. I think I talked about it on the podcast some time ago. Detective Waschella, and on Dark Knight, actually. And while she's the chief of Orbital Security, that's close enough. We don't have to have, we don't need the cliche inept police chief. There's probably stories there. I don't know. We'll have to see. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. I need to give you a heads up on tomorrow. I've got my first COVID vaccine tomorrow, but it's... I need to be there at 10:30 in the morning, which means I need to leave here between 9:45 and 10 o'clock. And that's usually when I finished writing and pick up my boots and go for a walk. Now, if I get back in time, the appointment is at 10:30. I could be back by 11:15. If I'm feeling it, I could go for the walk afterwards. I might go for the walk in the afternoon. Or I might just say, like I'm going to say right now, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.